Florida Man Flu Part 2 coming at you. We're going to try and get through this today, folks. My name is DJ. Doing Proverbs every day. We're going to try and make sure I can get through this, hopefully. Been a rough few days, but particularly yesterday and part of today was really bad, fever-wise and whatnot. So we're going to do our best to get through this. And yeah, I didn't want to miss it. Yeah, let's do this. All right. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course that was going to happen. You have to bear with me. Not sure what this is. It's some sort of a coughing thing. And so had a fever. It's climbed up to around 103. It's back down now. So thought I'd take advantage of the time and spend 15 minutes or so with you getting through this and, yeah, meeting my own promises and that sort of thing. Yeah. So anyway, let's dive right in, shall we? Proverbs 23. When you sit down with to dine with a ruler, think carefully about who is before you. If you have a big appetite, put a knife to your own throat. To your throat. Yeah. Don't be greedy for his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. Don't exhaust yourself in pursuit of wealth. Be smart enough to desist. If you make your eyes rush at it, it's no longer there. For wealth will surely grow wings, like an eagle flying off to the sky. Yeah, if your attitude is very much like what's in it for me, yeah, I like this too. Don't exhaust yourself in pursuit of wealth. Yeah. Verse 6, don't eat the food of a stingy man. Don't be greedy for his delicacies. Okay, so we're seeing a little bit of a difference here. For he is like someone who keeps accounts. Eat, drink, he says to you, but he doesn't really mean it. The little you eat will vomit up, or you will vomit up, and your compliments will have been wasted. So, yeah, eat the food of a stingy man. Don't be a glutton when you sit down to a ruler or somebody of influence, I guess you could say. Verse 9, don't speak in the ears of a fool, for he will only despise the common sense in your words. Don't move the ancient boundary stone or encroach the land of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is strong, and he will take up their fight against you. Apply your mind to discipline and your ears to words of knowledge. So your mind to discipline. Ears to words of knowledge. So not, it's not our body to discipline, it's our mind to discipline. That's a practice, not a event. Verse 13, don't withhold discipline from a child. If you beat him with a stick, he won't die. If you beat him with a stick, you will save him from Sheol. I beat him. A little harsh. It's not really what's meant here, I don't think, but as far as we interpret it. But yeah. Nonetheless, don't withhold the discipline. My son, if your heart is wise, then my own heart will too is glad. My inmost being rejoices when your lips say what is right. Don't envy sinners, but follow the example of those who always fear God. For then you will have a future. What you hope for will not be cut off. You, my son, listen, be wise. Set your mind on the right way. Verse 20, don't be one of those who guzzle wine or those who eat meat to excess. For both the drunkard and the glutton will become poor. Drowsiness will clothe them with rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she gets old. Verse 23, buy the truth, don't sell it. Also wisdom, discipline, and discernment. It's something you should be investing in. Yeah. Verse 24. A righteous person's father will be filled with joy. Yes, he whose son is wise will rejoice in him. So let your father and mother be glad. Let her who gave you birth rejoice. My son, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my ways. A prostitute is a deep ditch, a forbidden woman like a narrow well. She lies in wait to snatch her prey and adds to the number of faithless men. Who has misery? Who has regret? Who fights and complains all the time? Who gets bruised for no good reason? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who spend their time over wine. Those always trying out mixed drinks. Don't gaze at the red wine as it gives color to the cup. It may glide down smoothly now, but in the end it bites like a serpent. Yes, it strikes like a poisonous snake. Your eyes will see peculiar things. Your mind will utter nonsense. You will feel as if lying on the waves of the sea or sprawled on the top of the mast. They hit me, but I didn't feel it. They beat me up, and I didn't even know it. When will I wake up? I'll go get another drink. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's always tough having that temperance discussion of how much is too much kind of thing. So, but it's good to prepare our youth for what will be the temptations to come and what kind of things will be coming their way, that sort of thing. So, well, that's about all I have energy for today. So I'm glad to be with you. I'm glad I got through it. And I will hopefully be here tomorrow. If not, we'll deal with it. but in any case, be blessed by the best and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys, and we'll see you hopefully tomorrow.